Now back to my favorite handy dandy Italian fix-it guy, Lou Manfredini, in the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Parmesan Station in Tinley Park is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. All right, now here's an interesting story that I think you'll find more interesting than the kid I went to college with that I can't remember his name. So did you see the train just came right here, the Metro train, right here as we're sitting at Parmesan Station? I literally, and I have a terrible arm, if there wasn't a piece of glass there, I could throw a baseball and hit the train. Okay? Right? It's that close. What?
This lady said prove it.
Prove it. Oh. I do have a terrible arm. So when our son graduated from, he went to the University of Michigan, go blue, there is a restaurant similar to this, but it's an evening restaurant. I don't know if this place open at night too. Yeah? And the train goes right by this. It's an old train station turned into a restaurant, probably a lot like this, but it's old. It's an older place. And evidently years ago, the train jumped the tracks and ran into the restaurant. I mean, like in the 30s, okay? And I think a bunch of people were killed. That's a great story, right? Now, the train still goes by the train station, and at the restaurant, when a train goes by, they have a big bell, and they ring the bell to remind everybody that the train didn't hit the restaurant. So in the middle of your dinner, it's like 8 o'clock at night, you're having a lovely dinner, you hear bing, because the train went by, and then the whole waitstaff goes, hey, have another drink. That's an awful story? Why? I just thought it's an interesting story. What would make the story better is if I remembered the name of the restaurant.
Your buddy from Oak Forest is there.
Right. He's a chef there. All right. Are you playing the Noodaloo too? Yes. And are you Facebook Living as we speak?
Right now.
All right. So if you're a Facebook fan and you search Lou Manfredini, we're Facebooking live our Noodaloo 2, which you can take a listen to. Wait, is it sponsored by somebody?
No.
Nope. Take a listen to this.
It's known by several different names. Hard water stains, lime scale, mineral deposits, mineral buildup, hard water deposits, whatever you call it, I'm talking about that stubborn, white, crusty gunk that builds up around your faucets, your shower head, your toilet, on those glass shower doors. These obnoxious hard water deposits form when tap water evaporates, leaving behind minerals such as calcium and magnesium that solidify into the crusty stuff you can never seem to get rid of. Well, you're going to want to get a pen and paper for this one. Go ahead. I'll wait. No, really. Because if you don't, I know I'm going to be answering a ton of texts and emails this week reminding you of what it's called. I'll tell you now, it's called Bright and Clean Hard Water Stain Remover. Bright and Clean. And it's this week's new Toulouse 2. Bright and Clean is guaranteed to remove even the toughest hard water stains from windows, shower doors, porcelain tiles, sinks, toilets, stainless steel, chrome bathroom fixtures, automotive and marine windshields, granite countertops, fiberglass shower stalls, tubs. It's a powerful professional formula that has no smelly fumes and is easy on your pretty hands. It comes in powder form and you just sprinkle some of it onto a wet microfiber cloth and get to work. It's just abrasive enough to scrub away that residue. If those stains are a little more deeply ingrained, repeat with a little bit more pressure. And there you go. You can find out more at hardwaterstain.com. Again, it's called Bright and Clean. I know it's available at Ace Hardware for about $12.99. And just for you, I will put a link up on Lou's Facebook page. So head on over there if you want to check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so this stuff right here, this is the Bright and Clean. It's like a powdered, almost like a powdered sugar. That's the consistency of this stuff right here. And what you do is you take a little bit of the Bright and Clean powder. This is a wet microfiber towel. And then you take a little bit right here and you sprinkle it on just like that. Okay? Then this is a piece of glass, a little piece of glass that has hard water stains. It's legit. And you take this and you rub it on the glass. And what you're basically doing is, it's just got enough abrasive to go after the hard water stains and peel it away. And I'm telling you, I've tried a million different things, as many of you have in the past. And look at how clean that is. I mean, it's amazing.
When I first tested this out, it was at a Habitat Restore, and they had an old shower door that somebody donated. And I tried it on camera as we were taping it first time, and I used this stuff, and it was amazing. So they have a container like this. You can use it on stainless steel, that shower. Maybe you have a sliding glass door that when you run the sprinklers on, you know, the water hits it on the outside. You can do that as well. You want to take the dirt off, so you want to get all that clean first. So I would, because you don't, remember, it's abrasive. If you get dirt and debris on there and you start going with it, you'll scratch the glass. But by itself, it'll take all of this off. I need to be like the Billy Mays of this product because we'll sell it like crazy, right? I need a little piece of the action, something like that. And a shampoo deal now that I have all this hair. All right, that's our Noodaloo 2 for this week. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. The information will be there. Here it is. Say hi to everybody. Facebook Live. Here it is right here. One shot. Turn your little camera over here. Oh, you already turned it off. Never mind. All right, 7:56 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.